The business intelligence space is relatively young, but it is the fastest growing part of the technology marketplace, and based on data growth, it shows no signs of slowing down. Data is doubling every 2 years. It impacts every part of any business, for example, CIO, business departments, even security auditors. Many new job titles like Chief Data Officer, CDO, are now part of the HR job description for high-performance companies. These new roles will focus on how to make data part of the future innovation and are on every CDO's agenda. How you can dominate this space will determine your competitive edge in the coming years. Many companies are sitting on mounds of data, secured in massive databases with poor insight and far too few prescribed actions that are data-driven. If we are going to get to the next level, then the first thing we need to understand is where we are, and then we can take the next step. Let us proceed to look at the BI reporting framework proposed by Stephen Chu Kwan, a lead practitioner in the BI space for over 20 years. There are 5 levels in the framework, and each level is gradually more mature as it progresses from level 1 to level 5. The maturity will result in effective and efficient consumption of the data by the user. This means the user will arrive at the exact answer faster and with less effort as the BI framework matures. The 2 units of measurement are time and effort. These are extremely important to measure as we want to be actionable to impact the business outcome and not just be analytical and book smart. What is important is that at any level, for example, level 4 is a sum of all levels below it in addition to its current level. The user culture typically defines how far an organization's maturity gets. Consumer type users tend to max out at level 2, analysts tend to be at levels 3 and 4, and the data scientist tends to be at levels 4 and 5 in the framework. Levels 1 to 3 tend to focus on data to monitor, control and regulate the business flow. Levels 4 to 5 creates data architecture as an infrastructure to enable data to become the center for innovation. Let us explore this journey together, and as we do, ask yourself the following. Where are we in the maturity level? Who are the constituents, their culture, and where do they want to be? What can we do today to get to the next level? What talent is needed on your team to get to that level, and how do you acquire/leverage it? How can we expand from analog revenue thinking to append digital revenue thinking to drive innovation? What is the future of data governance for pushing innovation and using data as business assets? Are we owners or stewards to encourage data usage? Level 1, give me the data. The typical characteristic of a level 1 practice is easy to spot when there are a large number of reports, with about 90% of them not relevant to the user or at best uninteresting to the user. A large number of reports are usually explained by the business function trying to cover all possible reporting aspects that it could think of, and the usage of these reports reflect that they are more of clutter than useful. 10% of the reports will be useful to the user, but often the user will have to manually run, wait on render, and download a few reports and then merge the many runs together on the desktop. Each taking significant time and effort, each time removing unwanted data then linking data together in context across data sources to arrive at a final desired output. The main complaint is that users need a custom report from the development team, and that can be expensive and time-consuming. This can be weeks or even months. The data is in the database, but it is so hard to get it out and in a format that is useful to the user/department. The conditions that lead to this level 1 type build is a greenfield reporting build with a strong development team. There is usually no data architect or an inexperienced architect. Level 2, optimize the report sprawl. Over time, the report usage will drive the development team to make relevant reports, new custom reports. These reports may be parameterized to reduce the number of similar reports that are simply different by the content but not by the structure. The usage of the reports will be much higher and more valuable. The downloaded content will be in a directly usable format that saves the user hours of work enhancing and filtering data, day over day or week over week. The clutter will be reduced, and the users can easily find useful, relevant reports. If the user needs changes, then they will have to go back to the development team to create another release. This can be frustrating to the user. The time to get the data is quick until changes are needed. You can identify level 2 if you are not able to respond to new questions quickly. These changes are driven by the data begetting a new question to answer some trend or point of interest in the data, The conditions that lead to this level 2 type build is a strong subject matter expert who is vocal and goal-oriented. The development is usually augmented with a business intelligence analytic person. Level 3, engineer self-service that allows filtering, sorting, and drilling. A level 3 user can select / reorder report columns, create calculated measures, and filter data as desired. The ability of the end user to sort and format reports into the dashboard will dramatically reduce explanation type analysis to the business. These users at this level can become analysts or power users looking for trends in the data, as they can ask ad hoc questions and get relatively immediate answers. Business definitions will start to get standardized as the reports will be securely shared with other users of similar data access needs. Reports can be scheduled, saving time, and have multiple ways of delivery, including authorized login, email, or FTP. Information will be able to be pulled out of sources on demand or pushed to the user on named days and times. You can identify level 3 by the number of new reports, the number of scheduled reports running, and the amount of data being pulled back as many new ad hoc questions arise. Users at this level 3 tend to feel empowered and satisfied. The reporting tends to be well formatted, highly used, and automated. This leaves room to start thinking of data quality and insights in the data. The caveat with the report democracy is that there may have variances in calculations, and segmentation criteria are not agreed to and standardized. These can lead to data trust issues if not managed. There is also a strong need to secure master boilerplate reports and the derived data, as the reporting insights are now seen as valuable assets. Quality of data can vary across different silos, as reference data might be categorized differently. The conditions that lead to this level 3 type build is a strong partnership between mature subject matter experts and business intelligence experts. There is usually the starting of strong demand for data governance and data integration practice at this level. Real-time, high-quality data starts to become the focus as presentation layers become well accepted. Level 4, standardized terminology, delivery architecture, and established thresholds, which make seamless workflows and allow real-time monitoring. Level 4 builds on Level 3 by standardizing many of the common and useful reports to create common nomenclature and dimension tables to support the business standards. The standardized conformed dimensions allow reports to be interconnected and build relationships and workflow. If we create hyperconnected data, then more ideas will be generated by the organization. The concept of drilling across is a real Level 4 trait. Most tools make drilling up and down hierarchies possible, but drilling across but in the context of the dimension requires more maturity. The reports start to share common dimensions as parameters. The complex calculations are localized and made reusable to all reporters. The most time-consuming part of the visualization delivery cycle is the data preparation, and becomes one of the key focus areas at Level 4. This level is characterized by more advanced data capture, which leads to rich datasets in real-time or pseudo-real-time. Strong modeling powered by big historical data stores from many different sources is typical traits at Level 4. This is also accompanied by rich interactive widgets that can visualize the data points and make them human-digestible. This is known as making human pre-attentive visualization. Mature data models are populated by sophisticated automated extract, transform, and load (ETL) tools that speed up the visualization. In-memory stores are popular in some tools that offer answers at the speed of thought on many device types. Key performance indicators, KPI, KPI composition, and leading indicators are all usually designed and built for real-time monitoring. Digital dashboards are common at this level, looking at multiple parts of the business in real-time and monitoring for anything that seems out of the normal. The thresholds are set by mature businesses to ensure they are aligned with the projected planned goals. Alerts can be pushed to the users or can be pulled by visiting the dashboard when thresholds are broken. The conditions for Level 4 are driven by three main factors: the need for real-time data, faster data refreshes, fast query times, and the need for a larger scope of the data domain. The analytics satisfy the explanatory aspects for consumers, and now consumers want to see the data changes faster and data refresh happening as fast as possible. The power users also want to do more data exploration now that many operational KPIs are automated. Level 5, programmatic parameter-driven standardized analytics that derive prescriptive actions. In the previous four levels, we are a rearview mirror type of analysis with a focus on business monitoring, control, and regulation, looking at in the best case real-time or, in most cases, historical data. Level 5 seeks to use data for innovation, not just control. It links to level 4 output and flows but adds rules to those workflows to add a prescriptive actionable complement. How can we predict our future if we do not understand our past? Level 4 and level 5 build on each other. Level 5 seeks to interrogate the data to see what else the data can be used for. This is the level that pushes the term analytics beyond business intelligence. It results in decision trees based rules on user dimensions, features and labels, to add prescriptive widgets to analytic applications. The decision trees can be rule-based or machine language defined depending on how static the labels are in the dimension and the complexity of relationships. Google Maps application is one such use case where the app can prescribe alternative routes with changing traffic patterns and tell the number of minutes that will be saved in real time. This level 5 might engage systems machine learning to train based on historical cases to create predictive decision trees and retain better and more accurate business rules. This information is typically known only by the subject matter experts, SME, with many years of experience. SMEs are the human capital that builds and maintain rules-based trees today, but SMEs cannot scale, but machine learning can scale with little cost overhead. SME usually drive the business innovation, but the next innovation idea will most likely come from a data pattern found at this level 5 processing. SMEs today are now troubled with larger volumes of data than ever before, and that volume continues to double every 2 years. The level 5 BI will augment SME knowledge when IT finds more complex patterns in the data than the traditional ad hoc queries. If we have large amounts of data that can support revenue or cost-facing processes, then machine learning can help to find patterns to optimize the process. More details on why this form of artificial intelligence will be a critical augmentation to SMEs can be seen here. The level 5 utopia goal is to get to the segmentation of one. That way, we treat each person as unique and special, but at the same time, we can find categories and influence behavior. Sentiment analysis of the languages will allow structured and unstructured to be mashed together to make richer data sets for the future. I do not think I can cover this in just one paragraph, so this level will be continued in this article, which includes big data. I guess that big data as an asset will possibly drive the future if formatted and packaged for commercial use. The condition that drives level 5 is using data as an asset via data exploration. We are yet to really derive the true value of decision support from IT. We have seen it in operations, but we are in the formative years of its effect in decisions. Summary. Level 1, many reports but few are useful to consumers. Data ritually needs to be augmented or reworked on the desktop. The data is usually operational detailed feeds or downloads. Level 2, establish relevant, useful consumer reports but still suffering long development time, especially for new requests. Level 3, consumers become self-service, and there is a growing number of rich analytics, KPI, and dashboards that are non-IT driven. Consumer behavior draws insight and new questions. Level 4, strong operational monitoring on well-established KPIs that impact positive business outcome using real-time or near-real-time data and analytics. Data governance is well-established. Level 5, subscription actions based on predictive models of large historical datasets. SMEs are augmented with AI and decision-making. Stephen Chu Kwan is an author on designandexecute.com. He shares his experiences because if it is remotely possible that there might be a commonality between our lives, it will make sense to share my thoughts with you. The methods I share are mostly not formally taught subjects but are life essentials. I have taken a stab to create some broad, predictable, digestible lessons that hopefully can help you find your path to your greatest happiness.